Move now to the minutes of the last meeting and ask Barbara Marco to read that and give us a report not only on NICFOLA, but talk a little bit about volunteers for Field Day, if you would.
Okay, August 31st, 2007. The annual meeting of the Oquaga Lake Improvement Association was called to order at 7:45 on August 31st, Scott's Family Resort, by Vice President Kuhn Gieskes, who noted that Jim Bennett had back surgery on Wednesday this week, and a get-well card was available for all to sign. Present 31 of 92 paid association member properties being represented, constituting 34% of the association membership. Therefore, a quorum was present. Bylaws require 20%. Opening comments, Kuhn welcomed the attendees by saying summer was over and much too quickly. He noted it was a fantastic summer and the weekends were great except Friday nights were almost always cool, rainy, and disappointments. He thanked Doris and Rafe once again for letting us use their facility. Kuhn acknowledged the new members on the lake who were not present. They were Ross and Lillian DiPietro, who purchased the McGuire cottage. The minutes of the August 2006 meeting were read with no corrections. Ferris moved that the minutes be approved, second by Hans Gieskes. Marie Davenport presented the treasurer's report, noting that expenditures were within budget so far this 2007 year. Copies of the income statement and expense statement and summary of funds were distributed. Marie noted there was an anonymous donation to the fish stocking fund, and Kuhn thanked the unknown contributor. List of paid and unpaid members was distributed. A second invoice has been sent to those who did not pay, and the members were encouraged to contact their non-paying neighbors. A third invoice will be sent to those who have not paid, as some may have been oversights. Motion to accept the treasurer's report by Peter Valenti, second by Steve Schneider. Committee reports. Fish committee, once again, stocking was done on Mother's Day. Kuhn reported $1,500 doesn't pay for the number of fish it used to, and we stocked less than 800 this year, mostly rainbow. It was asked from the floor if we should allocate more funds for fish stocking. The alternative suggestion was to solicit contributions from individual contributors. A humorous suggestion, we think, was to put more in on the other side of the lake. I'll try. Regarding the J. Elmer Crowley Fishing Derby, Kuhn commented that there were a disappointing number of participants in the contest, probably because it was the weekend before the 4th of July. The winners were Gunnar Ottens and Skip Kolaski was second. Sewer, Barbara Marco commented that the plant was operating normally and well under the supervision of Brad Hubbard and his staff, who officially work for the Village of Deposit Sewer Board. We were receiving periodic reports from Brad regarding the operations and maintenance of the plant, as well as services being provided on local properties. All reports from those around the lake who have had their red lights go on and who have received services have been that Brad and his crew are prompt, efficient, courteous, and friendly. Barbara also noted that when the sewer plant improvements were done, the bonding rate of the town of Stanford had hoped for was not available to us. Mark Millsbaugh, who along with several board members had attended many meetings in advance of the improvements, working with the town and working on his own initiative, Mark refiled the bonding application. And she asked Mark to summarize the results. Mark stated that the original underwriting, we didn't score high enough based on need and water quality benefit to qualify for a lower interest rate. After refiling, we now have a slightly lower interest rate. While over the long term, this is only a monetary savings of about $350,000, it appears to be significant. It appears to be insignificant on yearly sewer tax. We did secure a more secure long-term loan. Barbara commented that Mark had assumed the initiative to pursue this on his own after emails with the president and secretary and communications with the town of Stanford. Attendees applauded Mark's efforts on behalf of the association. NICFOLA water quality. Barbara noted that she and Dick attended the NICFOLA conference in May. The water quality report was produced by DEC in conjunction with NICFOLA, of which we are members. DEC was late in getting the report out this year. We have nothing to report as yet. Results will be on the Oquaga.com website once they are available. They are available out there now. It has been a number of years since anyone from the lake attended the NICFOLA conference, but Barbara and Dick found it very informative, and Barbara is now a member on the NICFOLA board. Barbara reported that new regulations, as spread in the minutes from last year's meeting, new New York State regulations are being proposed regarding dam safety following a breach of the dam in the Adirondacks, which did considerable damage to properties and lands downstream. Barbara reported that the new regulation, if passed, will have a financial impact on us. As currently written, but not yet in final form, the proposed reg requires that we hire a professional engineer to draft a written plan for the dam and that we will be required to inspect the dam regularly. Luckily for us, we are Class A dam, which means dam breakage will not impact us, but very little. That makes us very low on the list of lakes that would require inspection anytime soon. Zoning. The revised zoning law making Oquaga Lake an overlay district in the town of Sanford has been passed, which includes many changes requested to protect the waterfront development. New business. The following terms expire this year. Barbara, Brenda, and Ferris all volunteer to remain. David Ferber, who volunteered last year to fill the unexpired term of Steve Schneider, which expires this year, also volunteered to continue. Passed unanimously. Open discussion. Winners of the Oquaga Lake News photo contest were posted at the meeting. Wendy was thanked for her efforts. Nicefola Dam Project, it was suggested that those not paying dues should be required to pay their fair share of any dam improvements or repairs. Barbara noted there are tax districts that can be applied to projects of this sort. Our sewer tax district is an example of a special tax district which is assessed and pays for special projects of this kind. Unpaid dues, there was a suggestion from the floor that it would be interesting to know who had not paid dues in previous years. Construction in the summer, it was stated that there is a provision in the local law which prohibits building during the summer months due to noise and other disruptions. Notably, there was one cottage under construction through most of the summer. Noise in general, police protection, and ambulance service, there are many reported incidents of noise. In some other incidents, there is a concern that the nearest police dispatch is in Binghamton, probably Kirkwood. It was noted that we are served by the state police and the nearest barracks is in Kirkwood. Regarding noise, it was commented that the town of Sanford does not have a noise ordinance. Other noise-related issues are boating before 10 a.m. and lawnmowers at 7 a.m. The suggestion was made that if you have concerns, you should talk to your neighbors. The Lake Association is not equipped and is not in a position to enforce local laws. We are not policemen. It was noted that these are all risks that we take by choosing to live here on the lake. Kuhn suggested that many of these issues are polite rules, we should try to... But again, compliance is only as good as the relationship we have with our neighbors. Water quality. The question was asked about the water quality report. What does unproductive mean? Nonproductive means that there is very little algae to feed other growth. This is a good thing because it discourages invasive species, but is not exactly good for the fish as far as food. However, the fish caught this year continue to be big and healthy as in the past. With thanks to Doris Scott for the use of their facility and the refreshments, VP Gieskis asked for a motion to adjourn, which was offered by several people, and seconded unanimously. The meeting was adjourned at 8:35 minutes. Respectfully submitted, Barbara Markle.
Any corrections or omissions in the minutes? Not seeing any, I have one. It is stated in the minutes that the nearest police support for the state police is located in Conklin. That is incorrect. There is a state police barracks located here in Deposit at the bottom of the hill, located by Wislumber and that area. And so that you do not have to call Conklin. You can call a local deposit number to get immediate response. And I think we should put that in the minutes this time so everybody knows that that's a fact. Mm-hmm. Any other corrections or omissions? A motion to approve? Herb, second?
Second.
A whole bunch of them? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. No, we just passed all that crap. All right, Ed, we'll back up for you.
You noted two new owners on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
As of yesterday, there's another new owner, not new to the lake, but Heather and Ben Hanson have purchased 68 Hanson Road.
Well, the Harbison place?
Yes.
Well, welcome. Are they here?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
We invited them, but they're not here.
Oh, well, that's very nice. That's nice. Thank you for pointing that out. Okay. Anybody else?